Sorry, walking front. I painted this quite a while ago, but it was really interesting. I felt I had to bring it today, and then Richard also felt I had to bring it today. And there's a couple of perhaps slightly unusual comments or thoughts. The first words that I had with this, when I was asking God, what should I be doing? Who should I be giving it to? That thing. He said, operation. Okay. And I, first of all, when I thought of that, I thought about somebody perhaps who was going to go through an operation and that they were to know that they were being held in the hand and that it would be perfectly safe and good. And you could relax in that. And then I was just talking with God this morning, and he gave me a completely different take on it. And I think that I have to give this picture to Dillis. She didn't know this. I came and chatted with her earlier because I really felt that it had to be for someone who was wearing those sort of colours. And if she comes up here, if she's willing to come up here. If not, don't worry. You'll see that if she turns round, she has a light blue top on. So she didn't know what she was meant to be wearing today. She didn't know I was looking for those colours. She chose what she was wearing today. But God had highlighted her already. And this is particularly about, it's a few verses from Isaiah 49. And it says to me, listen to me, all you lands. Pay attention, you who are far off. The Lord has called me, that's you, since before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by name. He has made my words of judgment a sharp sword. He has hidden me in the shadow of his hands, which is where I really felt you have been hidden, in the shadow of his hands. You are as sharp, like a sharp arrow in his quiver. And he said to me, Israel, you will bring me glory. And where I'm putting things. And then he said, I replied, and this is what I felt you was sort of have been replying. But my work, it's so useless. It's been in my strength for nothing, for no purpose. Yet I leave it to you. I trust you, God, for my reward. And now he speaks to you. The Lord speaks to you. The Lord who formed you in your mother's womb to be his servant, the one who commissioned you to bring Israel back to him. The Lord has honored you. The Lord gives you his strength. He says, you will do more than restore my people Israel to me. I will make you a light to the Gentiles. You will bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. And I just released that.
Yeah, just to say, if you're a guest here this morning, this is good. This is God speaking deep into somebody's heart and bringing release and bringing freedom and speaking words of hope and destiny. So we can rejoice. We're just going to pray with Dillis that those words will really bless her. But don't worry, it's all good.
Bless you, Dillis. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. Annie.
Hello, everyone. Hi. I'm fairly nervous to be up here, but you know, you got to do what you got to do.
So this is my painting. It says, even the smallest gestures can make someone's day. Now, I feel like everyone has experienced this at least once in this room, hopefully more. You know, whether that's just a simple hi on the street, a smile, a passerby's compliment. Everyone, I feel special when they're given this small gesture. Now, personally, I have experienced this too. You know, all the ones mentioned before. And, you know, just today, B gave me a compliment of my hair, and personally that made me feel great. So yeah, I'm not sure if any of this speaks to you, but if you'd like want to ask questions later, that's fine. Well, in the actual picture, the background, I also tried to make simplistic but also look special. There's only two colours in the background. It's pink and yellow, and I mix them together, and I feel like pink and yellow just work together. And, you know, like, if you imagine it as light and it's mixed and it looks great. So, trying to see if this could be for anyone. I feel like this could be for... I feel like it might be for you. Thanks. Linda, thank you for feeling something from my painting. That also feels good for me too. I pray for you. And I hope that this simple gesture you've received really speaks to you from God. And I hope that my painting can, you know, remind you of what happened with you. And I hope that every day or whenever you look at it, you can remind of that situation and just feel God with you in that situation for however long you look at it from now on.
The next painting, I'll just reach down here as well. Thank you, Ian. Rachel Barnes is the artist of this painting, and she's not with us today. But when she's down from university, she likes to come and paint again with the things there. And Mavis has received a word from the Lord to interpret this painting and give it away as well.
Right, first of all, I was only presented with this painting as I walked in the door this morning. So so I hope you get a word from the Lord. It just reminded me, we just got back from Turkey, and every night there were fantastic sunsets. And when I looked at this, I assumed it was a sunset. But when we arrived back the Friday morning, when we woke up here in England, there was a fantastic sunrise. Oh, so this... is it a sunrise or a sunset? And it reminded me that Jesus talked about knowing the signs and the times. He was actually talking to some of the Pharisees and said, you hypocrites, you can read the sky. And we have a saying here, don't we? Red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. And it's usually pretty good. So who wants to read the signs of the times as far as the times here and what's going on and Jesus' return? Now I'm looking at you, and I'm really not a word of knowledge or prophecy person, so I would like to just ask someone to put up their hand who wants to understand what God is doing in this season and work along with it. If you really want that, put your hand up. Rachel?
Who
Who were the other people who put their hands up? Please come and take a postcard as well. Yeah. Suzanne, I just feel as though your modesty, your humility is just beautiful in the eyes of God. And the fact that you knew other people were coming forward and you didn't know quite how many postcards there were here. But there's always more than enough for you, God says. He's going to be blessing you with lots of gifts. Amen. And now, what's the next one, Ian? Oh, Belinda. Yes, Belinda. It's not on the slides, Ian, so just leave the slide where it is, please.
Thank you. Obviously, I'm painting this morning, and that one is not finished yet. And that is nothing like I thought I was going to paint. I had this plan to paint the stars. I was like, no, that's not the colours I was going for. So that is something, that's definitely about new beginnings and God walking with you, and it's a work in progress, but I know who it's for. It's for my namesake, B, over there. So come at the end if you're still here and have a chat. Is that all right? Because I'm not sure where that one's going, but I know who it's for. This is the one I brought today, and it's about, obviously, two balloons. But I did paint this, a long time ago, about a year ago, this one. And the big balloon is the person themselves. The little balloon is God. It's Matthew 28:20. Behold, I'm with you always. It was Jesus' last promise on earth. He would always be with us. But actually, if you look at it, it's from the perspective of heaven looking down on us. It's from above, which is an unusual angle on a balloon. And it's for Vanessa. Two things, Vanessa. Obviously, that's you, and you. I know you're a lady that's always aware of God in your life. But actually, yes, He's looking down on you, and this is His perspective. But I also feel, when just hugging you, then you're going to get a new perspective. You're going to see things in a different way, and you're somebody who's walked with God a long, long time, and it's going to surprise you the different things that are coming at you now. And just be open to that, and really hear God through that. I just want to pray a blessing on you as a mother, but also as a daughter of God. I pray you and your family by extension, because I know that everything you do, you work through your children. And I just pray a real peace on your household and a real new awareness of God and where He's taking you, in Jesus' name. And I do think there's a real work for you to be doing with women. With women. And I'm going to do a Mavis here and say hands up. I also think somebody, as I gave that away to Vanessa, was like, oh, I quite liked that. I quite wanted that. So last night this is me sorting out, which is a rare occasion if you know me. I'd put this to go in the bin, and God was saying, no, retrieve that and actually paint it better, improve it and put me in it, which I did. And it's to give away to somebody who always thinks that they're worth putting in the bin, they're at the bottom of the pile, and actually God isn't going to notice them, for which reason you probably don't want to come up to the front, but come and find me now if you're willing to, or at the end if you like, as God is actually saying, you are important. You are not only not worth putting in the bin, you're quite the opposite. He's doing a new work in you. He's actually making, this one actually came out really beautiful, and what God is saying is that's who you are. In Him, you are really beautiful, and don't think of yourself as in the bin, because He's actually there watching over you.
This one I called On Target, and I had to do a bit of research to make sure I got the colours in the correct sequence on an archery target. Some of you, if you're an archer, you'll know. I think I got it right there. They talk about it being in the custard when it hits the gold in the centre. And I was just so thrilled that when I painted the arrow, it the point of the arrow is going absolutely into the centre of the target. And I feel this is for our leadership team, Kerry and Jonathan and Maddie and Chris and Rachel, Steve, Susan and Ben. So I've got all the postcards here to give to people. And there. And Kerry, come and take the main painting. There. That your words, as leaders of our... Oh, and Susan here, sorry. As leaders of our church here in River Church, that your words are spot on. When you're leading the meeting up from the front here, everything you say, even if you're giving the notices, it's prophetic. It's the words of God that are being spoken over our church, and they do hit the target. And then when I thought about this, there's a string attached to this arrow so that when it's in the target, it's firm and you can pull on that string. That word that's spoken, that word of prophecy, once it's spoken and declared, it's then something firm that you can then act on. Because it's you spoke it in faith, you spoke it with the Holy Spirit, it can then be something that's like, I'm not quite sure what to do. Ah, but that was the word. So you can go and then rely on that. And then just use that like an anchor for actions that follow after that. Yeah. Yeah. I'll leave it there. Yeah. Okay, Steve. Yes, so thank you very much, artists. We've been so glad to be able to bless people with all of that.
How can it be well with our soul when there's so much stuff going on around us? I don't know if you're like me. There's a real temptation to worry. You know, stuff comes and we just get worried, don't we? And I was reading Proverbs this week in the Passion Translation, and it said this. This is God speaking. But the one who always listens to me will live undisturbed in a heavenly peace. Free from fear, confident and courageous, you will rest unafraid and sheltered from the storms of life. So the storms of life are there and around us, but as we listen to what God says over us, that's where our peace is. That's where our shelter is. That's why we need to know our Bible, so we know what God says over us. And this morning over you, he speaks peace. This morning over you, he speaks a rest. He speaks and he calls you to come to a place where you hear his voice. And he says he's the one who can do all things. He says he's the healer. He says he's the one who carries you, the one who shelters you, the one who cares for you. Whatever you're facing, you can rest unafraid and sheltered because your God speaks over you words of life, words of love, words of encouragement. Listen to him.
Thanks, Kerry. In Revelation, it speaks of being an overcomer. And there are many promises for those who overcome. So I'd just like to invite anyone who's facing something that needs to be overcome, or has gone through something and with God's help have got through it. So if you're facing those problems and are happy to share it, now's your opportunity to just come and share. I mean, while we were away doing this pilgrimage, we had opportunities to pray for people who were sick and unwell, anointed them with oil. And if anyone's sick today, if anyone needs help, needs God's help in this situation, please come and share.
Thanks, Steve. It's not directly that. It's a combination of what you said then and this song that personal to me anyway. I first heard that song when I was on a mission trip to Albania. And we had a full explanation about the meaning of it, the history of it, and it means so much more when you know that much about it, and I'm not going to go into that now. But I can remember the next time I heard it was at the Global Leadership Summit at Kerith. We went to a few of the team, would have been 3 years ago, I went last year, but the year before. And we were going through some difficult times at that time. We'd had Daisy and Sarah was struggling with postnatal depression. And I just remember standing there and singing that and just crying. And God, you know, doing something in me and me just sort of lifting up and going, no, this is really difficult. Obviously, it was more difficult for Sarah than me, but, you know, obviously that affects the whole family. And going through all the sorts of things, especially being there at a leadership summit, you know, should I be stepping away from the team to be there more for Sarah? And all those sorts of things, and didn't get that from God, so kind of pushed through it and stuck with it. And I'm pleased to say it's been a gradual thing, but this year, certainly since after Christmas, it just feels so different. It feels like we're over a massive hump, and that's more down to Sarah really kind of getting herself well and trusting God to get her through that. And obviously, lots of prayer from me and from other people probably as well. But I think what I wanted to share was, or why I wanted to share was just to say to people, was that encouragement that things can be difficult. And it may feel like nobody else can see the difficult things you're going through because you keep going. Life goes on. There are things you need to do. But God sees it and you push on through and you trust in Him and He'll come get you through the other side of it. And, you know, the things that I keep saying to Sarah recently is it doesn't matter how you look or any of those other things, your smile is back and it makes such a difference. And I love you very much. And thank you, God, for getting us through it.
Can we pray for you too? Would you like to come out as well? Is that all right? We can pray for you. I'd like to anoint you with oil. This is stuff I got in. I got in Jerusalem. And just thank you for your vulnerability. And I just see that you two are a couple that will be a role model for many young couples coming through. And you're not afraid to share the difficult things. We all go through. I don't know if there's anyone out there who's married has never had problems, then I don't believe you. So, Sarah, I'd just like to anoint you with this oil. In the name of Jesus, as he blesses you, that you'll be a blessing to others. And Ben, as he blesses you, you'll be a blessing to others. And you'll be an encouragement to so many people. And your children will be an encouragement to so many. The people will look at them and think, well, they must have great parents. And they have got great parents. I'd just love to see her dancing around. Never stops. Now just be blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
You know, these situations are real. These aren't just things that people make up as stories. This affects people's lives. And actually, what Kerry shared, what Ben has shared, and that last song speaks of God's faithfulness. And sometimes we've got mountains or big waves or however you want to describe it that are kind of like things that just really, you feel there's no way out of this. And the line in that song that says the wind and waves still know his name. These guys were hardened fishermen. They were used to being out in a boat, but they thought they were going to die. And as we were singing that, I just felt that If you're facing something that you just feel is just overwhelming, you just can't see past this, and you know, these are just words from the front of a meeting. And actually, you don't quite get my situation because it's just so overwhelming. And I can't see a way through this. Ian Linton, I'd like you to stand, please. Richard Hipkin, if you can, I'd like you to stand, please. Pat Hunt, I'd like you to stand, please. Andrew Rackstraw, I'd like you to stand. Alec, I'd like you to stand. Glasses, could you stand? Sorry, I don't know your name. Leonardo, could you stand? Pete Kingston, could you stand? Sarah, you're already standing. Every one of these people that I've just named have walked with the Lord for many years. This isn't just words from the front of a meeting. Every single one of these people will say God is faithful. Every single one of these people will say there've been tough times, we've faced stuff that we just don't know how we're going to get through, and God has come through. That's your encouragement, not just words from the front of a meeting. So when you're facing stuff that is in your face, God is on your side. God is that balloon in that picture that was shared earlier. He's with you whether you feel it or not. And I just encourage you this morning, if you need prayer, if you need help, if you need advice, go to any one of these people and they'll pray with you.
Thanks, Scott. The other thing, of course, is if you've got problems and you don't feel you can share them out the front, which I can quite understand, there is the prayer place people at the front, at the back there. They'll be available at the beginning and end of meetings, and it'll be completely private. Nothing will be shared of what you share with them if you want to talk about something more intimate that you don't want to share out here. Now, I'd like to move on to our final section, which is all about people that we encounter. And I've put that into two categories. One, which is reaching out to people about Jesus. And the second one is going to the nations. So to start off, this cross here, which is beautifully dressed. This cross, I didn't only realize last week that I actually commissioned this cross to be made. People who remember Len Ward, who's a great craftsman, made this one, as far as I remember. And I used to carry this out on the street, High Street in Maidenhead, week after week for a couple of years. And the whole team of us used to go out and pray for people on the street. And at the end, we'd often have two or three strangers with us, and we'd take them for coffee in Macari's, if you remember that place. We used to go in the coffee shop and buy them a coffee. And they had two slot machines just inside the entrance. And I would carry the cross. If someone was playing the slot machines, I'd say, excuse me. And I'd lift the cross over, and it just balanced on top of these two machines, just hanging between them. And we saw many, many people week after week on the street. And there's something about the continuity of it. It just reminded me when I saw this again that we did that for many, many years. Well, quite a few people here probably are out some of the time. And I just thought it'd be a good opportunity this morning to say if anyone has got any jar of risk type stories, anything they've been reaching out to friends, neighbours, it's a time to share that. So I don't know if anyone would like to come and share on that side of things.
Our home group has been away for a week in Lights Cary, a National Trust property. And one day we went round the house with lots of other tourists, and there was a couple there, and the lady was obviously in pain. So Steve invited them back to our place for a cup of tea and cake. So they came back and we got talking, and she explained about her spinal problem. And we anointed her with oil, and I prayed with her, and she was really, really touched, wasn't she? And we've had an email from her since, saying how thankful she was, and we were very welcome to go to her place in Warwick.
Thank you. Anybody else? Any more?
Hi there. I work as a sort of foot health practitioner, having a clinic, and I was with one of my patients this week, and we were just talking about churches and things, and I was saying, "Do you go to church?" He said, "No." Have you, he said, "But I used to go to a church. I was a Baptist." And I said, "Oh, were you baptized?" He said, "Well, yes, just because my parents told me to do so." So he was very obedient to his parents. But not really gone anymore after that, really. Later on in our conversation, as I was doing his feet, he was talking about evil. There's so much evil in the world. And I said, "Yes, I think it's because people are not believing in God, because, and because God is love, isn't he? God is love." And he said, "Goodness me, someone else said that to me today." And I just thought, "Well, there you go. God's obviously talking to you."
Thank you. Any more stories?
I'll try and keep it short because it was quite a long story. Last weekend, we were all taken down quite ill, but I'd had to go out into town, and I was in Quench, and there was a couple who I didn't recognise at all, but this man, and I was looking around the shelves, and this man was talking to the guy that was working behind the counter, I don't know his name. Was it? I'll take your word for it, Jane. And this guy was like asking really provocative questions, like, about Easter and what's the bunny connection and all the rest of it. And I'm standing there going, "Don't get involved, don't get involved, don't get involved." And so I'm scanning through, and I keep hearing him asking these questions. And I'm like, "Well, you're clearly seeking, And he ended up sort of saying something about the shack. Now, this book is, for me, very poignant, as is the movie. And the guy behind the counter said, "Oh, there's a movie now of it. If you should watch the movie." And this guy was just like, "Oh, is it any good?" And I was like, "Is it any good?" And I was like, "Okay, now I've let the cat out of the bag. That's it." And I have to talk to this man. So I was talking to him and about the shack and about all these amazing things through it. And he says, "Did you not find it made you really angry?" And I went, "No." I said, "But that's interesting. We could talk about that for a long time." But anyway, so we started talking about it. And his partner, who was just trying to ignore him by the looks of things, just trying to look through the Easter cards. And I sort of said, "Do you go to a church already? Because you, and he goes, "Oh, we go to Stubbins." And I said, "Oh, that's nice. No, don't know Stubbins." I said, have you ever heard of the Alpha Course? Because it might be worth you going on. You clearly have a lot of questions." And he went, "You're the third person to ask me that question." And I went, "Well, what can we say, right? God's speaking to you." And I said, "Well, that's interesting." And his partner chirped up, and she said, "I've told you this already." And I said, "Well, does your church run it?" And he said, and he goes, "I don't know." She goes, "Yes, it starts in April. I told you this already." And I was like, "Maybe you should go along. But if not," I said, "our church is running one." And we talked about that. But it's just kind of, again, second on that, it's just like constant, people just hopefully, that will be that seed, and he will go along and he will seek and find.
Thank you, Sarah. That's good. Just close your eyes for one moment and just picture a friend, family member that doesn't know Jesus. Lord Jesus, I just pray for this person. As we picture them in our minds, we just pray for them that they might come to know you. They might come to know the release, the grace that you have for everybody. In Jesus' name, amen.